If you go out the out front and you look across the street, you can see Steve's original stand that he built.
Still out there.
Well, that's... Hey, want to see an old picture?
Yeah.
That's me.
Oh,
about,
wow!
No, 50-some-odd years ago.
Look at that hunk.
Yeah, it's actually good-looking back then, wasn't it?
Like, yeah, what's the dog in that picture?
I think that's Bear.
Aww.
He was a rescue. That dog, as you can see, that dog never left my side.
And who's this?
That's my aunt in the front, and that's my mother in the back. As you can see, that was our little stand. Here's my father right here. That's the original one.
Well, Steve told me another story one time, another revelation he had. They grew a lot of potatoes. One day he just decided to stop growing the potatoes, and he sold his equipment. And he told me, if he ever buys potato equipment again, it's time to lock them up.
And the thing is now, if you look in that old picture, those 50-pound bags on the counter, the price is marked $2.50.
Wow.
For 50 pounds. And I kind of had the feeling I was still making some money.
You probably were.
Yeah.
It's time for another Local Hero Spotlight with Jennifer Kaur from CESA, Community Involved in Sustaining Agriculture, the local hero, folks. It's not like the Hatfields and the McCoys or the Montagues and the Capulets, because these are two families alike in, what was it?
Two families alike in virtue.
In virtue. And now teaming up together.
I'm Steve Sapowski.
I'm Bill McKinstry.
McKinstry and Sapowski are two famous farm family names in our area here, and we're at Granby at the farm stand for Sapowski Farms, but Sapowski Farms is now also McKinstry Farms, even though it's operating under the Sapowski Farms name still. Sort of like NEPM is now WGBH Boston.
Yep.
Steve, you're the Sapowski. How long has Sapowski Farms been farming in this?
It started in 1947. My father was raising vegetables for the family, and obviously it was way too many, and my mother started putting them out on a picnic table on the side of the road, and one thing led to another, and here we are now.
And was that right here when all that was happening?
No, that was across the street.
How many acres was it then, and how many acres are you farming now?
When my father was doing it, he didn't own a lot of open land, but there was a lot of open land in the area nobody was using, and they were just glad to have you use it. As time went on, the original landowners passed on, and the land got sold, and so we had to decide if we were going to stay in this, we had to start buying land, and that's when we started buying our land. The farm here is 65 acres. We own about 150 altogether. But some is woods, some is swamps, but this is some of the nicest farmland you'll find.
How old were you when you started farming here?
Oh, I was in this all my life. I always had a keen interest. I remember going over McKinstry's with my father and seeing tomatoes growing up on sticks. And I'm like, well, there's an idea. And my dad said, well, that can be your project if you want to do it. That's how that started. You know, I always had an interest in it.
Did you ever want to do anything else?
Not, when you're a kid, maybe a truck driver or something. Or when we had the SAC base here, all the GIs were here. I had three sisters. And I'm like, man, I'm going to join the Air Force, see the world. But here I am.
And you have recently retired at the helm of Sapowski Farms. Tell us the story of what prompted you wanting to say it's time.
I've been doing it a long time. And, for years, my friends have been coming in here, and they're off on vacations, and they're doing this, and they're doing that. And sometimes you feel like you're just getting started. And, we worked really hard to get this far. But you start getting older, and it's not as easy to do anymore. When you're a young guy, you can go 16 hours a day and get up the next day and think nothing of it. And, I'm 74 years old now, and it was time, It was the right time. Everybody told me, you'll know the time when it comes. And I sure did. I was standing out in the middle of the field. It was last Mother's Day weekend. I was really busy. I was under the gun dealing with some weather. And I just stopped and I stood up and I said, I'm done.
Dropped the tools and just walked away.
I came into the stand and I said to my wife, Tammy, she was in the bakery. I said, I'm done. And she goes, kind of early to be quitting today, isn't it? And I said, oh, no, I'm done, done. And she goes, good, Stephen, because I'm done, too.
Wow.
She'd been with me. We started dating when she was 18 years old, and she's been with me ever since. She signed up for a crazy tour here. Why she never ran, I don't know.
Well, then that enters the second famous farm family. That was Steve Sapowski from Sapowski Farms.
Influenced by the other family we're about to talk about.
Yeah, it was their tomatoes that inspired you when you were a younger person. Bill McKinstry, tell us what has gone on between you, McKinstry Farms, and Sapowski Farms.
Well, we've been friends all my life, and like you say, his dad would come over and talk with my dad, and they're always friendly with each other and give them each advice and whatnot, and so we always had a good reputation with each other.
And now McKinstry is running Sapowski Farm. So talk about how that relationship, when Steve said he wanted to retire, how it made sense for McKinstry to step in.
Well, that was up to them. They didn't want to see their farm just go by. You know, they didn't want to see development come in, and they're very proud of what they've accomplished. So they ran that idea by us, and well, luckily I have two young boys, well, you know, that want to be farmers. So I'm very fortunate. Nicole and I are very fortunate that our children want to continue with the farm. And we were renting some land from Steve already, so we already had that under our belt, as you know. So we said, sure, we'll give it a try, and here we are now.
I just want to say, when a farmer retires, that is a moment of particular vulnerability for farmland. And so I want to acknowledge this legacy and this success story, because being able to sort of continue to keep a farm in operation and have it transfer to another family that really knows what they're doing is good for all of us in the community. You protected the farm in the process of this transition, right?
Yeah, the farm will be preserved. It'll never be developed. And it'll be positive for everybody. You'll have plenty of open space. Local people have jobs, you know, fresh produce all the time. And it's good for everyone.
Did it become protected agricultural land in the process of this switchover, or was it protected before?
It's not yet.
It's not yet. It's in the process of
doing that, right?
Yeah. What's that process entail?
I don't know. We never did any of our land that way. So we're not. My father never believed in that, you know.
Why not?
I don't know. It's through the state and government, and you know, it's not worth getting involved with that.
That was kind of like old school thinking.
Yeah.
You know, if it's too good to be true, it probably is. And
well, we heard a little bit about the history of Sapowski Farms. Tell us a little bit about the history. Although we've been to McKinstry.
109 at this point, I think, year old farm.
Yeah, we went and visited there right after the March for the Food Bank this past fall. But tell us your history of McKinstry.
I'm the fourth generation farmers and my family. Mm-hmm. But we were into poultry before. Then my grandfather started with the vegetables, and his brother took over the poultry. 1908 was when we started with our vegetables. My grandfather was a milkman, and after his milk route, he'd go peddle the vegetables to his milk customers in the afternoon. Mm-hmm. That's how we got started. And it was kind of the same thing like with how Steve's mother started. It was my grandmother. She told my father and his twin brother, Warren, you know, your grandfather, you know, well, actually their father, is, you know, he's kind of tired, so why don't you go set up a table under the tree and let people come here instead? So that's kind of the same way, set up a table in the front yard.
Yeah, you never know. Your kid's lemonade stand could turn into a huge century-old business at some point if you let it carry that way.
I've actually seen this on the side of the road riding around. People know who I am. I usually have my shirt on anyways. And the mom will be out there with the kids selling whatever they picked out of the garden. I said, I have to warn you, this is how we got started.
Future in there. Yeah.
It's how Ryan Boylan from Red Fire Farms got started in Montague with a little farm stand there. And now he's in Granby, too, with one of the biggest farms in the area.
Yeah. McKinstry and Sapowski are both well-known farm names around here. How important was it to keep the Sapowski name after the change happened?
Let's ask the Sapowski.
At first, you know, they asked if they wanted our name incorporated into it, and I kind of felt funny about it, but they did it anyways, and now that I see it, it's a really nice thing.
Yeah, it's
like very
an honor.
Thoughtful.
Maintains the legacy that your family
created. We're not going to disappear. Yeah. You know, we'll still be here, and hopefully they can carry it on the way we did.
Yeah. Why was that something that the McKinstrys wanted to do?
Well, as farmers, we know how much work goes into it, and you got to love what you're doing. You got to love the land to be a farmer. You're not making a lot of money, but you got to work a lot of hours. I'm very proud, because Steve is one hell of a good farmer, you know, and very proud of what he's accomplished. You know, he's a very, very smart man. So I wanted to keep that. We wanted to keep that. Our family wanted to keep that going, too, because Steve's now we go to him for advice. My kids can go to him for advice, and or he went to my dad for advice. So it's reversed.
Farmer emeritus. That's like if you were a college professor, that would call you. They'd call you on the phone, ask for advice once in a while.
Yeah, we got a problem here.
Is there some of your crew? Are you? Did you adopt some of the team of employees
the
from
cashiers.
Here?
Okay. Yeah. Great. So we just wanted it when people walked in here on the first day, they weren't like, "What the heck happened here?" You know, it's pretty much the same, more stock. They raised a lot more smaller vegetables than we do, and all the original cashiers are still here.
Can we talk about the farm store itself? Because this is pretty large, especially, like, far out in Granby, which means it must be a really important community resource. But, like, when did you build this facility?
Oh, God. This the last one here we did in 2000. There's three additions here. We built it as we could afford it. The first section here we built back late 80s, I think it was. We didn't even know what to put in here to fill it up. And next thing you know, we're tearing down partitions and building another addition. And it was just a necessity. You know, it didn't used to be heated or air conditioned. It was an open air market. And so we just brought it up to the next level. But we did it as we could afford it, you know, a little bit at a time. All of this lumber here is from the woods around here. Went out in the winter and cut the trees and brought them to the sawmill.
Uh-huh.
Used to be a sawmill up in Hadley. Keys to Lumber on Route 9. He did all the mill work for us. Local guys built it.
Now, Bill McKinstry, who's overseeing Sapowski Farms and the farm stand here in Granby, any plans going forward? Any other major changes or status quo?
No, I think status quo right now. We're happy with how things are progressing here, and we don't see how we can make any improvements for what Tammy and Steve have done.
We know that Steve had a revelation in a strawberry field about knowing when it was time to retire. No similar revelations for you yet?
Well, as my body's deteriorating, and I had a new hip put in, and now I need knees and all that, so I don't work as the hours that I used to work, and like I say, luckily I got kids that do.
But now you're a bionic man, so that's cool.
Well, just one hip so far.
You are hip.
More joints coming.
Yeah. What will you do with your time now that you're retired? You said when you were younger you thought you might travel the world. What do you think you're going to do, Steve?
Well, we like to go RVing. We've got a nice RV. We travel all over the country to the national parks. My wife's hobby is horses, and she rides all over the country. She takes her horses and rides to national parks. I like racing and hot rods. I have a nice hot rod out in the barn. And, you know, we've been to Daytona and all the big tracks and NHRA drag races out in Pomona, California. And, oh, as soon as we shut the lights off here, we're gone. That camper is packed, and we're out of here.
That's great.
You're planting seeds here.
Yeah. Bill's looking at me.
What am I doing?
Well, I got to get my hot rod going.
Here's the keys. Peace out.
It's Warren, and what is your other Will?
Yeah, Warren's here quite a bit. He's overseeing this farm stand, too. Will's he's the grower. He's the one in the field all the time. He's the one that calls Steve, or Steve will give him some. You know, we never did that, Will. This is how we did it.
Yeah.
Advice.
It's not that he doesn't know. It's he's on a different farm now.
Yeah.
And every farm has idiosyncrasies. Don't go there this time of year. You know, it's too wet or something, or get it plowed now while it's dry. And the weather is different out here. It's
colder.
Sometimes 6 degrees colder than it can be in Chicopee. And I'm telling him, if it's 40 in Chicopee, it's in the 30s here. Yeah. This is a frost hole right here. It's very cold. It's just a learning process.
But a nice, smooth one in the sense that he does still have access to you.
Yeah. No, he was setting up irrigation the other night, and I was helping him, and I says, if you need a hand getting it going at 4 o'clock in the morning, give me a call. I'm right here, and I can come out and help you. This is going to work, and it's going to work well because we're all cooperating together.
McKinstry was renting land from you before to plant on. How different is it for them now that they have access to all of it? Like, were the parcels in different places? Were they planting different things there?
Yeah, they travel quite a bit with their equipment. I mean, he's got his big farm up in Hadley, and then we have another 40 acres on the other side of town, about three miles from here. And then we have this right here, and we have another farm across the street where Will's got, I don't know what, Bill, 50,000 cabbage and broccoli plants.
Kohlrabi, too.
Kohlrabi.
And bok choy.
Bok choy, there you go.
And these would be new crops. You were not growing them.
I would do a little bit in the fall.
So the main distinction in crops are what? You said more small vegetables from them?
Well, they, in the spring, they get going with radishes and peas and all the stuff you see here. We had asparagus. And then we moved right into strawberries. And as soon as strawberries were done, we moved right into sweet corn. It was kind of like a boom, boom, boom thing. But we never had a lot of help, but we did what we could do. And then we would bring it in from other growers like McKinstry or some of the guys up in Hadley and stuff. There's a lot of good growers up there. And whatever we didn't raise, we could get from them.
Well, it's an inspirational story that the legacies will continue, that it will continue as farmland, and that the history continues with the two families alike in virtue, the Sapowskis and the McKinstrys working together to keep farmland as farmland here in Granby.
Growing a lot of food. It's amazing. That has to feel good, because it's never certain when you make that choice.
Sometimes you have to step back and take a look at what you've been doing, and I never really realized. I honestly thought we could shut the lights off here and walk away and nobody would even notice. And it became quite a stir when people were, you know, going on Facebook and saying, you can't close this place down, you know, it's important to us. And I said, well, we're going to try to keep it going. That's what got us to this point.
Congratulations to you both.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you.